Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Joining us now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, Ross Dellinger, who covers college football for Sports Illustrated. Ross, how are you today? Thanks for joining us.
Good. How are y'all doing?
Well, we're doing pretty well. Hoping like everybody to get all the sports back here eventually. College football, of all the sports right now, is really the trickiest because it's, you know, allegedly not a professional sport, even though we know they all treat it like one. But do you think what's your best guess? I mean, we're all just kind of guessing what's going to happen here. Do you think there will be some teams, at least, that are not playing college football in the fall?
Well, you know, I think the answer to that question 2 or 3 weeks ago would have been different than it is now.
Sure.
After talking to a lot of the conference commissioners about 2 weeks ago, they pretty much agreed that everybody starting on time in a season is probably a long shot. But now, all of a sudden, with workouts starting as early as next week, it seems like it's no longer a long shot to have everybody playing all 130 football programs. However, you're obviously going to have some of those programs starting practice at a different time and starting workouts over the summer at different times. And you might even have some of those programs that still don't start soon enough to kick off their first game. You know, the NCAA is exploring a plan, kind of a 6-week training camp plan that would start mid to late July. And the first 2 weeks would be like a NFL style OTAs. And the next 4 weeks would be like a regular practice in August. And they're making it mandatory that schools, teams have to practice 4 weeks before they start their season. So
right.
You might have a very small number, maybe not start in time, but right now all the signs point to that number being very small, if not zero, because it does feel like we're moving closer and closer to an on-time start for most, if not all, teams. However, one little spike of the virus in this state or that school could really derail things on a school-to-school basis, on a conference basis, and, you know, even on a national basis.
How big, Ross, was the Pac-12 news yesterday?
Well, it's pretty significant. I think, you know, most people probably saw it coming. They were, all the other conferences, or a lot of the other conferences, and doing the same, and individual schools announcing. But certainly, you know, and again, this answer would have been a lot different 3 weeks ago, too, because you had the California's governments out there, California and Oregon and Washington. You had their governors saying things that made you believe that they might not even play football out there this fall. And now you're hearing a little different tune from the governments and from those schools. And I think the Pac-12 announcing what they did, a June 15th return, just reinforces that things aren't quite as bad as they were just 2 or 3 weeks ago out there. And there seems to be, you know, that at least Larry Scott told us at SI last night that he expects at least half, you know, of the schools to start on that June 15th date. And you're probably going to even see over half of the schools maybe even start on that date as well. So I just saw, you know, things are changing here so rapidly. I just saw Governor Newsom had told some reporters in California today, this morning, that gyms could be open somewhat soon in California, and that at least a list of guidelines and steps to getting there will be released soon. So we're certainly seeing positive directions.
Ross, when you talk to these commissioners from these various conferences across the country, I know, you know, our AD Gene Smith at Ohio State said they expect at least maybe a quarter fans, maybe more, depending on how things go. What's the consensus on, you know, the other conferences in terms of fans in the fall?
Yeah, I think, you know, this is a subject that certainly is a significant one, and one that people have already written about extensively, I think, and certainly something that leads talk radio because of its significance when it comes to fans. But I think it's a topic that is right now has way more questions around it than any concrete answers. You know, it's there are models. I think ADs are exploring different models on attendance and who gets tickets and where to put people and what concession stands are like. It's certainly going to be different. And then the media angle too, you know, how many media do you allow in, what a press conference is like. I think there's just so much unknown right now that I don't think we're going to have concrete answers to that until we get in, you know, late June or even July. However, I think it's safe to say that, you know, you're going to have different type of concessions. You're going to have different screening processes when you come into a stadium. You might even have to wear masks. And you're going to have a limited attendance, probably 50% or less of stadiums. I see Iowa State, I think, is the only program that really announced like a plan of some kind, and they're going to allow 30,000 in about half of their stadium. And I think what you're going to see is different schools are going to allow different amounts of fans in, and it's all going to be probably determined off of their state and how the virus affected their state. So you're going to have varying degrees. And then places that in California, I mean, Larry Scott said it last night to me, and there are places that might not have fans at all. You know, he doesn't necessarily foresee that happening, but it's a possibility out there because of, you know, different precautions and how they're a little more conservative when it comes to reopening, that you might not have fans at all. It might just have a handful, like 5 or 10%. So it's going to vary. Lots of questions around that. Hopefully we'll know more, you know, by the end of next month.
I think, Ross, people just have to deal with the fact that, you know, every sport is going to be affected by this in one way or the other. Obviously, basketball, hockey, baseball have had their seasons interrupted, but even football will be affected, whether it's, you know, how the players are dealt with or how many fans. And there may end up being some unfortunate, unfair advantages, but that's just got to be life in every sport this year, you know?
It is. There's going to be an inequality across the board. You're going to have some programs start June 1, like I believe Wyoming is one of the ones that plans to do that, and maybe a couple others have announced. And then you're going to have programs like maybe out there in the West and in California potentially that don't start until July. I think Oklahoma announced it wouldn't start until July 1. I believe North Carolina maybe is even announced, or it's been reported that they're not going to start into July. So, you know, it's going to be a wide berth of dates there, you know, and I've talked to coaches, talking to coaches in California the last 24 hours or so, and they know there's going to be inequality, and you're just going to have to deal with it and get over it. You know, there might be some teams even in your own conference that get two or three extra weeks of voluntary workouts. But you know, those workouts are only no coaching interaction. You know, they're player run, player driven. And so it's not as big of an advantage. It's the schools that can't start until, you know, August 1 are the ones that you're going to really see have a disadvantage for some others. But those starting June 1 compared to July 1, it's probably not quite as stark as you might see maybe the teams that don't start until late July or something.
Right. Ross Dellinger with us, Sports Illustrated. Ross, you know, let's go under a positive assumption that if not everybody, most teams will be able to play and start on time or relatively on time. And let's think about the season a little bit. And, you know, Ohio State coming off a good season. They bring their quarterback back. He's a Heisman candidate. How does Ohio State stack up to you with the other big boys in college football this year?
Well, right up there. I mean, every year it seems like Ohio State's there, and obviously that has a lot to do with on the recruiting trail and the talent they can get there, and the support and the resources, and it's a beast in college football, and I think it'll continue to be that way. So, I put them right up there at the top, and part of me would be a little surprised, actually, if they weren't in late November, if they weren't in that top four mix of making the playoffs. So very much expect it to the Buckeyes to be back up there like they are, it seems like, every year.
You look at the amount of money that could be lost by these programs and, you know, just trying to keep their other sports alive, you know, the sports that don't draw revenue. Is it possible that we can move to an 18 playoff this year for the schools to, or for the NCAA and the schools to recoup some of that cash?
Yeah, I've seen that kind of thrown around a little bit. And while it would surprise me, and I think Bill Hancock, the CFP chairman's come out and president's come out and say he doesn't expect anything like that, doesn't expect any changes immediately. It would surprise me if that were to happen. Everybody is certainly hard up on money, and the thing I would ask is, if you're going to change it in 2 or 3 or 4 years, let's change it now, and get more of a cash infusion for some of these schools, because I think it is a when and not if question anymore. I think it's and I think we all knew. I mean, when you create a playoff with four teams and you have five power conferences, it's everybody's not going to be happy. And I think we've seen at least one Power Five conference, obviously champion, has been left out every year, and I believe twice two Power Five champions have been left out of the playoff when the SEC made it twice, or two SEC teams made it 1 year, and then Notre Dame made it 1 year, and you had two Power Fives left out. So we will move to a 6 or 8 team playoff at some point. It's just a matter of when. I just don't think it's going to come this immediate.
Ross, we appreciate the time, man. Thanks so much for joining us.
All right, I see y'all.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.